I believe in the Holy Spirit. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, he rose in glorious light, forever seated. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection when Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
What a great hope we've been called to.
I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe in the saints' communion and in your holy church. I believe in the resurrection that Jesus comes again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Son and Spirit, and I worship you, I worship you, believe everything you said and everything you've done. I believe you're the three in one.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. Time, every season.
because you love us. You're a good, good father. To you are, to you are, to you are. Oh, I'm loved by you. To I am, to I am, to I am.
I believe that there is that call this morning. Come deeper into my love. In Matthew 3:17, immediately after Jesus' baptism, a dove comes and rests on him. The Holy Spirit comes and rests on him. And then a voice comes from heaven and says, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But watch, when does the Father say this? The Father says this before Jesus has started his ministry, before Jesus has done anything that he was called to do. Before he started discipling a single person, God says, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." Well pleased. I believe that some of you need to hear that from the Father this morning, that he is well pleased with you. Just by virtue of being his son or daughter, he is well pleased. You are his son, you are his daughter, and he is so pleased with you. And later on in Matthew 17:5 on the Mount of Transfiguration, again the voice from the clouds said, "This is my son with whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him." This time he's telling the people around Jesus, "Listen to him. This is my son, so you can trust him. And I'm well pleased with him. What he's doing is on the right path." So I feel like God is saying that to people around you here and also to you, that he is well pleased with you.
Oh, we need that voice in our life. God, we need that voice in our life saying, "My beloved son, I am pleased with you." Oh, above all the noise that we hear, above every situation of ours, we need that voice in our ears, "My beloved son, I am pleased with you." I call you deeper into my love. Let the water of my spirit wash you, reassure you. I am calling you deeper into my heart. You are close to me, you are not far away. I am calling you deeper into my love. I want you to unravel the mysteries of Christ. They are yours to unravel like a present packed in glitter paper. Lord, thank you, thank you. The mysteries of Christ are not hidden from you. They are for you to unravel, unpack, find out, come. Find out in me, find out in my word. Let the Spirit wash over you. How great the love of the Father. We fall on you, Lord. We fall on your goodness. We fall on your faithfulness. We fall on your strength. We fall on your steadfast love. Enduringly loves us all the time. I'm calling you out of your shell. I'm calling you out of your comfort zone. Come and worship out here where I am glorious. I'm yours. Oh, I'm calling you out of your shell. I'm calling you out of your comfort zone. Come out, worship me here, where I'm glorious. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours, you are mine. Come and worship me out here. My wonders and miracles are for you to see in this lifetime. My wonders and miracles are for you to see in this lifetime. Come.
sing his name. Jesus. Sing.
Born again, slave to fear. For I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. No, I am a child of God.
You know, last year, read that verse from Matthew speaking about Jesus' baptism. You know, before Jesus had done anything, before he turned water into wine or healed the blind or calmed the storm, before he had done any good deeds, the Father declared, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And Jesus operated out of that position of knowing that the Father accepted him, loved him, and he was secure in that. And this morning, I want to read from Romans 8 for us, Romans 8 verse 14, because this is something we need to get deep into our spirits, okay? And Romans 8 verse 14 says, we start, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God," verse 15, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery and makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." Okay, verse 16. "The Spirit himself bears witness, testifies with our spirit that we are God's children." And verse 17. "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." And really what Romans 8 is talking about is that we, by the Holy Spirit, we've become children of God. Like it says there, sons of God, the spirit of adoption. Yeah. Now, we may know it in our minds, okay? Do you know that you are a son of God? Yeah, you've been adopted into his family because of Jesus. You know, look at that word there, Abba. Anybody knows what Abba means? Okay, it is a very, very endearing term. It's not a formal term, okay? It's like, you know, you'd say in different languages there are different terms of endearment to father. You know, what's it in different languages? Anybody knows? Papa, Baba, Abba, Appa, all these kind of things. It's not a formal thing, you know? Yeah, Nail, what do you call? Abajan. Okay, so different terms. Now, think about this. Now, you know, the Jews wouldn't even say the name of God. Do you know that? In the Old Testament, God was so far away from them that they would write his name with what do you say? Acronym. They wouldn't say out the full name because he was so holy and away from them. But here in the New Testament, Paul is saying, this God who, as a Jew, I couldn't even say his name, I'm now calling him Daddy.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that your experience though? You know, we can know it in our minds, but we've got to experience it by his spirit in our hearts. And we've got to have that relationship with Jesus. And this is only possible by his Holy Spirit. And I'm praying that this Father's Day today, that as we worship these wonderful, sing these wonderful songs, I want to encourage you to vocalize, sing out aloud to Abba Father, our Heavenly Father. Okay? And I pray that the Spirit, he says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. So there are two ways we know that we are children of God. One is we read it and it says, okay, you know, if you're born again, you're led by the Spirit, you're a child of God. Fine. But the other thing is to actually experience it. It's an experiential thing and it's by the Spirit. And I want to encourage us this morning, as we are worshiping, say, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to do it. We can't do it. Say, Holy Spirit, you know, reveal to me the fatherhood of God. May my adoption as a son in the family, as a child of God, be real. Help me to experience that and understand that. Shall we do that? Yeah? Come, let's stand, let's worship. And I want you to, you know, open your mouth, sing out to God the Father. He loves you. He's placed you in His family. And now say, Lord, I want to experience that truth, Lord. Help me by your Spirit. Come, bless you.
And I will sing about you. Treasure, how great the pain of searing
No gifts, no power.